Bishus Kal Sharei Tvila, the Muncie Nights Eid Beis Medrash in conjunction with Hakel welcomes everyone to today's program. Today's program is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Nissen ben Reb Shmuel and Le'iloi HaChover Moshe Mordechai ben Tzvi. In Aseret Yimei Tshuva, we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Zecheinu L'chaim, Melech Aves B'chaim. And at the end, we say, Uchsoiv L'chaim Toivim. Different Lashonis in the beginning to the end. In the beginning, it's L'chaim without Toivim. At the end, it says the word Toivim. The Vilna Goyin explains that the Chaim in the beginning, without the word Toivim, refers to Ruchnius, refers to Torah. Rosh Hashanah is a time to daven for Ruchnius, not just Gashmius. At the end of Tefillah, where it says, when we say Toivim, Chaim, Toivim, Toivim refers to Gashmius can be good or not so good, but Ruchnius is pure. Ruchnius is no levels in terms of what we daven for. We daven for Ruchnius. The Muncie Nights Eid Beis Medrash, its sole purpose is to create Harbotzas Torah and more Torah and Torah in the Muncie community. We have various different programs. We have Chaburis, Shiurim, all different types of programs. We encourage everyone to attend whatever they can, as much as they can. And it should be a zchus. We should all be zeicha to exceed the chasim v'tayven agud geben shior. Today we have a very special program. We have with us Harab Eliezer Liebschlitter of Yeshiva, Yeshiva of South Monty, to give us a divrei hisayris, and Rav Zev Smith Schlitter on the subject of Rosh Hashanah, its significance and awesome power. Harab Eliezer Liebschlitter.
Shus Maran Rabbonon. The Levush in Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph asks, why is it that in the Slichas that we say during El, we say Tiskabu after the Slichas? Unlike the Slichas that we incorporate into Davening during the rest of the year, like Tanesim, there's no Tiskabu. Why is it we say Tiskabu after the Slichas? He says that in Tiskabel the word Soloison is mentioned, which is referring to Tefillah. It seems that the Seder of the Slichas that we say, El, is set up to be said B'Seda Tefillah. So that's why we start with Ashrei. Like Mincha, we start with an Ashrei. And he says that the Yud Gimel Midas and the Slichas are the Shmoneh Esrei. The psukim that we say before the slichos and yud gimel midos are the psukim de zimra, and then we say tachanun like we say in a tefillah, and then we end with the tiskabel. It doesn't explain why is it that these slichos dafka was set up to be said b'sei da tefillah. He does mention that the ikar of the tefillah, he says, is the yud gimel midos. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah refers to the Yud Gimel Midas as Tefillah. And perhaps this is the source of the Levush. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Imolei Mikra Kosu V'Efshel Omer. If it wouldn't be that the Torah states this explicitly, it would be impossible to say and suggest such a thing. Malameid, and he showed them this Seder HaTfilah. If they say the Yud Gimel Midas, and he refers to the Rebbein Shem refers to it as this tefillah, the Seda tefillah, then I'll be seleach them, I'll be moichel them. We have to understand what is the significance of this, that the Rebbein Shlom B'chvoy De'atzmoy puts on a talis with the meaning of Ituch HaTalis, like a Shliach Tzibur, and he shows Moshe Rabbeinu this Seyda HaTfilah. Again, what's the significance of the Seyda HaTfilah, that Yud Gimel Midas is referred to as Seyda HaTfilah? We find the first tefillah that's brought down in the Torah is the tefillah that's mentioned by Rashi. Pasuk says, "Vashem Aleikim Lehimte Ala Oretz VeAdam Ayin Lavedes Adam." Rain did not fall until man came into this world. So Rashi explains, why is it that the Rebbein Shlalom did not allow the rain to fall? The rain was there waiting for man to come into the world, Lavedes Adam. So Rashi says something very profound. He says that the Rebbein Shlom was waiting for it to rain only when man comes, V'make b'hatova, he has a koras hatoiv to the Rebbein Shlom, u'mispalel, he davens on Geshem. It's only when man comes and davens is when it rains. But Rashi explains that the yisoid of tefillah is a koras hatoiv. A koras hatoiv means hakara on the past, that Adam was nivra, he was created, and then it's hakara satoiv on the future, on the bakosha of Geshem, recognizing that without rain nothing would grow. If nothing would grow, he couldn't live. So tefillah is in a sense a yisoid gadol of hakara satoiv, which is be'etzem the essence of bria. The Rebbein Shlalom, because he's such a mative, created the world. Ramchal explains this in great length, that the midah hayisoidi of the Bria is the midah of Atova. Every other midah the Rebbein Shlom has does not necessitate bruim in order for this midah to be there. He says emes, chesed even, rachamim. All these midahs are not mechayev the Rebbein Shlom kavyochel to make a Bria. But one midah needs to have bruim. And that's called the midah of hatova. You can't be a mative unless there's someone who can accept your hatova. You can have the midah of rachamim without anyone there to accept your midah of rachamim. But the word mative, the midah of hatova, needs bruim in order for the Rebbein Shlom to be mative. And that the Ramchal says, that's the yisoid, hayisoidus of bria, that the Rebbein Shlom wanted to reveal this midah of hatova, and the only way it could be revealed is through Adam coming into this world, and he's mative to Adam and to all the bruim. So hakaras hatoiv is in essence recognizing the yisoid midah of the bria. Adam arishon is chayte, the midah that the Torah refers to in his chet is kfiyas toiv. Ha'isha shenasata, Adam Rishon, immediately upon being chayte, when the Rebbein Shem gave him Musa, he immediately was hakaf atoiv, and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah refers to this as the yisoid midah of Adam Rishon in his chet. Kfuya toiv b'nei kfuya toiv. By Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael said, mi yitain, who's going to give us the Torah? They should have said, Rebbein Shem atatain, you should give the Torah. So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says in Afayim Bar Aleph, kfuya toiv b'nei kfuya toiv. You're not makir in the Atav of Torah, and because you're not makir in the Atav of Torah, you're not requesting that the Rebbein Shlom himself should give the Torah. If they would appreciate what it means that the Rebbein Shlom himself should give the Torah, they would have requested that the Rebbein Shlom should give the Torah. So kfuya toiva b'nei kfuya toiva. And the Tois asks, where's the kfiyas toiv? They didn't receive yet the Torah. Normally we refer to kfiyas toiv as someone who receives something and doesn't appreciate it. So the Tziv explains, it's a tois. Appreciation of Atava is not dafka because somebody gave you something. Thank you is not hakaras hatoiv. Thank you represents your innermost feelings that you're makir b'hatova, and you express it by saying thank you. If somebody says thank you, like he says good morning, many people do that. Thank you. Thank you is like a good morning. Doesn't mean anything. The hakaras hatoiv is a person recognizes the hatova of the Rebbein Shlom. His thank you is an expression of that hakaras hatoiv. Hakaras hatoiv is lav dafka in the Ovar, but in the Osir as well. I appreciate your hatova, and I request the hatova. That Klal Yisrael did not ask the Rebbein Shlom b'chvoy de'atzmi to give us the entire Torah, that was a kfiyas hatoiv in the Rebbein Shlom's Torah. Kfuya Taiva b'nei Kfuya Taiva, the source of it all is the Kfiyas Taiv Adam Arishan. So the Mida Yisoidi of the Bria is Akoras HaTaiv, and Kfiyas Taiv is a very much a stira to the understanding and appreciation of the entire Bria. And Adam Arishan, he's Chaytai because he's Kofa Taiv. That's what Chazal is referring to. Tfila is an appreciation of the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Hatova. It's an expression of Hakaras Hatov, and therefore Tfila is represented in the Torah in the Bria that Geshem does not fall until man comes into the world to be Makir Batov and to ask for it to daven. And Chazal say the Rabbeinu Shlomo is Misav of the Tfilos and Shal Tzadikim. He desires the Tfila of Tzadikim. It's a very strong word, Misava. He desires the Tfilah of Shal Tzadikim. Where do we see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'avah to Tfilah of Shal Tzadikim? Where's the source of it? The source of it is this Rashi. The Rabbeinu Shlom created a world, and he was going to let the world go to pot. Literally. The world would not have existed. There wouldn't have been any rain. Everything, all the vegetation would not exist. There wouldn't be a world. The entire existence of the world is all totally on rain. And the Rabbi Yisrael was ready that it shouldn't rain, only if man will be davened, then it'll rain. So the Rabbi Yisrael showed that without the Akaras HaTov of man, the world wouldn't exist. And that's the expression of Tefillah. That's the Rabbi Yisrael is Mis'avah L'Tefillah Shal Tzadikim, refers initially to Adam HaRishon. After Adam was Chaytei, there were those select tzaddikim that the Rabbeinu Shlomo was misava to their tefillahs, and therefore Avram and Sarah became an Akar and Akava. They didn't have children. That was an idea of misava to the tzaddikim. Yitzchak and Rivka, the same. It was also that the world should continue to exist with tefillah, because without tefillah, there's no Akaras HaTov in the world, and there's no Akaras HaTov. The very essence, Mida of the Bria, is not revealed, and therefore the world can exist. So tefillah, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is misavah to that tefillah, because the Rabbeinu Shlomo bases the entire premise of the world, the entire existence of the world, on man being makir batova, and the expression of that akoras hatov is tefillah. That's a regular tefillah. Here the Levush is telling us that there's another tefillah. Another tefillah that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is misavah to. Chazal tell us that the Rabbeinu Shlom b'chvoydei u'b'atzmai showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to say slichas. If you think about it, the Rabbeinu Shlom is showing Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to show you how to say slichas, because I want this tefillah. I want you to say this tefillah, in a sense, is also mis'avah l'tefilasan shlachoytim. Here is this chadish in slichas, that the Rabbeinu Shlom desires the tefillahs of even those who do chet. Initially, there was an inyan of Adam Arishan davening, that was tefillah shal tzaddikim. Adam was chayte. Adam did not do tshuva shleima. Adam did not do tshuva. Adam was kafat toiv in the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and nowhere does he show the hakaras hatoiv which would bring to tefillah to mechaper on this chet. By the chet ha'egel, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. Is the Seder of the Slichas is done through a Seder HaTfilah, as mentioned by Levush, Ashrei, Miskabel, Tachanan, because the Seder HaTfilah and the Ikat Tfilah, the Shemayne Esrei of Slichas, is the Yud Gimel Midas, the Levush says. And here the Gemara Rosh Hashanah refers to the Yud Gimel Midas as Tfilah, because the Tfilah of the Yud Gimel Midas represents the Tikkun of the person's Kfiyas Taif. If he wouldn't be kafir toiv, he would never come to chet. A person comes to chet because he's kafir toiv. Adam HaRishon was kafir toiv. He didn't appreciate the goodness of the Rabbeinu Shlom completely on the highest level, and therefore he came to chet. If a person would really be makir b'hatov in the Rabbeinu Shlom, he wouldn't come to chet. Is it possible to go against the Rabbeinu Shlom's directives, against the Rabbeinu Shlom's tzivuyim? If we know that everything belongs to Him, we only exist because of Him, we breathe because of Him, we walk, we talk, everything that we have is because of the Rabbeinu Shlom. And the Rabbeinu Shlom tells us, this is what you should do with your lives. And instead, we go against the Rabbeinu Shem Tzivuim like Adam Rishon did. We don't understand Adam Rishon, how he did it. But on his level, there was a lack of Hakaras HaTayv, and that's why he came to Chet. So the Rabbeinu Shalom teaches us that even when the person's chayte, he could come back to the real Hakaras HaTayv that Adam should initially had before the Chet. And perhaps that's the pshat, and Yud Gimel Midas says, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem koidim shiyachta Adam, Hashem acha shiyachta Adam. Firstly, why is Adam mentioned in this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Why are we talking about Adam? Referring to Adam Arishan. Why is it referring to Adam? Adam is actually the lower darg of man. Ish is usually referred to the higher darg of man. He's an ish. Adam, why is the Torah, the Gemara referred to Adam? And what's the idea of mentioning the Hashem Hashem, the first midah of Rachman is Koidim Shiyachta. We're talking about someone who's Chayte, and he's asking for Rachman from the Rabbeinu Shalom after he was Chayte. Why refer to the Adam, why should Adam refer to the Hashem Koidim Shiyachta? And Maral asks this, and Maral says that the Gemara is teaching us that you can come back to the Adam Koidim Shiyachta with Yud Gimel Midas. With a Tshuva Shleima, which is represented by these Yud Gimel Midas, bringing out the Tshuva Shleima by a person, he can come back to the Adam Koyim Shiyachta. But what we're suggesting is the Yisoid of these Slichas, that's the Yisoid of Tefillah. It's the Yisoid of Tefillah which is the foundation of the Bria. And just like the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mis'avah L'Tefillah Shal Tzadikim, he's Mis'avah to this Tefillah. He wants that man should say these Yud Gimel Midas. He's almost begging Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm teaching you, like a Shliach Tzibur was Mis'atei Vatalis. Just like a Shliach Tzibur was Mis'atei Vatalis, the Rabbeinu Shalom showed us the way of this tefillah, and this tefillah Slichas, which is a tefillah Shleima, Ashrei, Teskabel, Tachnan, the entire tefillah. This tefillah the Rabbeinu Shalom desires. And the chiddush here is that it's not just Tfilos Shal Tzadikim the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants the tefillah of the Chaitim who do tshuva. Chazal tell us that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world Behi Boram Bishvil Avram. Avram was really the Shleimus of Adam. He was, so to speak, the Adam of Koidim Shiyachta. But in the same word Behi Boram, the word Hey of the Hi Boram represents Tshuva. A person falls through the regular of the Hey and he comes back. The same Behi Boram Bishvil Avram the Rabbeinu Shalom created. And Bishul Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. The Rabbeinu Shalom put into Tshuva into the world in the Tnoim of the Bria. Tshuva was created before the world was created. Before even Chet, there was an idea of Tshuva already, before presented in the Bria by the Hibaram. The Rabbeinu Shalom created Tshuva before Chet. And Rabbi Rucham speaks about this idea of Tshuva. How does Shaykh Tshuva before Chet? He said, Batsam, every Nivra has to do tshuva. Every Nivra has to return to his essence to come back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We do tshuva when we're chayte. But we have to know, and the Gemara is telling us, and that's the Yisayid of the Slichas, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is misavet to our tefillah of Slichas. The Rabbeinu Shalom teaches us the Slichas, he's misatev betalis. Pasuk says, tefillah oni kiyatev. Atifa represents the oni. Maral explains in another place. Why is it referred to as the Ani Kiyatev? What's Atifas Talis? What's the Indian that the Rabbeinu Shlalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu that Slichas should be said with Atifas Talis? One time a year we do Atifas Talis the entire day, which is Yom Kippurim. We only make Atifas Talis B'Shas the Bracha. Atifas Talis is learned from the Yishmaelim. We only do that during the bracha. Katifas talis katif zishmeilim. But there's one time that we daven the entire day, Yom Kippurim, with atifas talis. What's the idea of atifas talis? Of course, this doesn't mean that this is what the Yishmaelim mean when they have atifas talis. There's another source for it. But the yisoid of atifas talis, the Maral explains, is that a person shuts himself away from the rest of the world. It's only him and the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no one else. Tfilah la'ani kiyatoif, when an ani davens to Rabbeinu Shloilam, he recognizes he has nothing without the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He has nothing, and his whole source of life is the Rabbeinu Shloilam. When a person is chayte, it's necessary for him to become that ani. But he's not an ani specifically in not having parnasa. or not knowing where he's going to pay his next bill. He's an ani because he wants to come back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's an ani because he recognizes he's poor. He has nothing without the Rabbeinu Shalom. He wants to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to Mizdavik, the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Atifas Talis. The idea of Atifas Talis is that we are aniim. With Dalim, Verekim, entire Slichas mentions many times the Dalus of Klal Yisrael, the Reikim of Klal Yisrael. And we mention very often Tefillah, Ishmael, Arina, Vela, Tefillah. It's all the same idea. Vashem Lehim Tala Oretz, Odom Ein Lavidas Adoma, meaning there will be no world without the Tefillah of Tzadikim, there will be no world without the Akaras HaToiv of Odom and the Tzadikim. And this is the second time the Torah teaches us an inyan of his of the Rabbeinu Shem Mis'avah. He desires our slichas. And that's why it's so easy for us to come to tshuva through slichas. The Pasuk says, according to Ramban, Kikar v'lecha dover is going on, ki ha-mitzvah zois is going on tshuva. And what's Kikar v'lecha dover? Beficho v'vavcha la-soisei. You think about it. Like Rashi, ki ha-mitzvah zois referring to Torah. So you understand, Torah is easy. Torah is for everyone. Torah is like b'shamayim hi. It's not Dev Rayam. It's kikar v'lecha dover. We understand Rashi's mahalach in that pasuk, ki ha-mitzvah zois. But the Ramban learns ki ha-mitzvah zois is referring to tshuva. Tshuva is so kar v'lecha. It's so easy. There's so many tnoyim for tshuva. Beficha v'vavcha la-sois, just say the vidui. And the Ramban is bothered by this. You say vidui, and tshuva comes. Ki beficha. Really, the Torah should have said first levavcha and then beficha. You first have to feel you want to do tshuva. You come to vidui and then you say it. What's the beficha levavcha la'asoisei? The Ramban says that if you just say vidui, the vidui itself will be ma'ir the lev to come to do tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shem created the world with this chus of tshuva, this koyach of tshuva, and the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that the Baal Tshuva should come back close to him. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, the Seid of Slichas, so that Klal Yisrael should say this tefillah, and this tefillah will be the essence of Kiyum Olam. Because Tshuva is an essence of Kiyum Olam. Without Tshuva, there's no world. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the world with Tshuva. And the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the wherewithal, these Slichas, these tefillahs, to come close to Rabbeinu Shalom. It's built into the system. It's not just a schus. Shari Tshuva brings down in the beginning, he's meitiv lanu, the hatov of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's all the same yisoid. It's the hatov of the Bria. Just like the Rabbeinu Shalom was meitiv to us by creating the world, he was meitiv to us by providing us with this koyach of Tshuva. And the yisoid of Tshuva during these days comes from the Slichas. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Ramban in Parsha Shlach mentions a ha'ara that he has. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu does not daven the Yud Gimel Midas by the Chet HaMeradim? Only by Egel. He says the Yud Gimel Midas, but the Chet HaMeradim doesn't say the full Yud Gimel Midas. And Ramban further asks, why does he mention his tefillah in Dvarim, when he talks about the Chet of the Raglan, he doesn't really focus on the Tefillah. By Egel, he focuses on the Tefillah, but the Tefillah by the Raglan, he doesn't focus on. And he leaves out most of the Yud Gimel Midas, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davens for Klal Yisrael. So Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that the Rabbeinu Shem was not going to be mechapa them on this Chet of the Raglan. And therefore, he didn't ask for the Yud Gimel Midos, he only asked for Erech HaPayim, and Klal Yisrael was not saved after the Chet of the Meraglim, but the Einish of the Chet of the Meraglim was spread out over 40 years. That was Erech HaPayim. Ramban says, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu mention this in the Teichacha? Why didn't he mention this in the Musa that he was giving Klal Yisrael in Dvarim? Should mention, I didn't say a full tefillah. So at the end, Ramban says, because Klal Yisrael would have had taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, they would have a taina against him. How could you not say the full Yud Gimel Midas? So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention the tefillah that he says by the Chet HaMeraglim, so they shouldn't have a taina on him. Wasn't he Moshe Rabbeinu could explain to them? I can't say the Yud Gimel Midas because you're not holding by it. Klal Yisrael can't get the kapara. Why couldn't he explain it? It would seem that he would not be able to explain this to Klal Yisrael. And I think the pshat is because the difference between Klal Yisrael of the Chet Egel and Klal Yisrael of the Chet Meragim, Klal Yisrael of the Chet Egel were really, really contrite. They really understood the Chet, and they recognized that they were kafir toiv in the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and by being makir in that tov of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, they were zoicha to the Yud Gimel Midas. The Chet Meragim was different. They really didn't understand the depth of their Chet. And they were still arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards. They didn't really understand the depth of their Avera. And that's why they weren't zoicha to the Yud Gimel Midas. They weren't zoicha to have the Yud Gimel Midas said, and that's why they weren't zoicha to the Slichu Mechil of the Yud Gimel Midas. There's a very, very Mechudish to the Gemara and Avoy Dezorah Daf Dalamud Beis. The Gemara says, "V'omri Abishua ben Levi, le'osu Yisrael as a egel, elalitein pischim pel le bali tshuva." Klal Yisrael only did the chet egel to give a pischim pet to bali tshuva. Shneamar miyitein v'hoy levom zel lazel yirois yikol ayomim. Rashi says they had tremendous yirishamayim. How they come to the chet egel? The Rabbeinu Shlomo only allowed the chet egel to give a pischim pet to bali tshuva. And the Maral explains two mahalachim, but one mahalach says very partially. He says it's obvious that the Rabbeinu Shlomo didn't bring the chet to Klal Yisrael; they did it on their own. But he said that Klal Yisrael should have been zoicha to a certain siyata d'shmaya not to be chaytin. They should have had a siyata d'shmaya not to be chaytin. And yet the Rabbeinu Shlomo didn't offer that siyata d'shmaya so that they should be chaytin and to give a pischim pet to Baal Tshuva. It's amazing Gemara. The Rabbeinu Shlomo allows the Chet Egel so that Klal Yisrael should give a pischim pet to Baal Tshuva. This underscores the insight that we're suggesting. The Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted the tefillah of those slichas. He wanted the Yud Gimel Midas said by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Yud Gimel Midas was said by Moshe Rabbeinu in the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. And the Klal Yisrael's tshuva is in essence an expression of appreciation of HaKoros HaToiv of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Makir Ba'atova, and then Yedavim. That's the Yisoid of Tefillah. And since the Yisoid HaBriya is HaKoros HaToiv, so the Briya was created initially that it doesn't rain until man comes and davens, and Makir Toiv and davens. That's the HaKoros HaToiv that man has when it rains, for rain. That's Adam B'Briyasim. But Adam was Chayte. The Rabbeinu Shlomo introduced another side of tefillah, a different misavul of tefillosan, and this is not a tefillah shel tzaddikim. This is a tefillah of a chayte. But the side tnai is there has to be that hakoras hatoiv. There has to be that hakoras hatoiv of Klal Yisrael appreciating the Rabbeinu Shlomo giving them life and coming back to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That was the misavul to tefillah of the Baalei Tshuva. He gave a pischim peh to tefillah of a Baalei Tshuva so he can return back to Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's the Hashem Hashem. Back to the Kodem Shiyachta. To the Adam Kodem Shiyachta. To the Shleimus Dika tefillah of Adam Rishon Kodem Shiyachta, which he failed in. On his level, he failed. But the Adam still has a chance to a different tefillah. A different tefillah. The Rabbeinu Shalom himself, B'chvayda Atzmai, shows Klal Yisrael because he's misavet to that tefillah. And the Soid Hadover of all this is that if a person would really have the real HaKoros HaToiv, recognizing that Tov of the Rabbeinu Shalom, then he would come to Tshuva. He wouldn't come to B'chayte initially, and even he would B'chayte, he would come to Tshuva. I just want to share with you a mice that happened with the Rashiva Zatzar of Shach. Mamish, a tremendous insight into how a person could face the nisayon of chet and battle it and be matzliach. He said when he was in Slutsk, one Yom Kippurim, they were davening in Slutsk in the yeshiva, and there were maskilim, bochrim who maskilim, who were standing during the ila on the side, and they were shmoozing. And they were schmoozing about Chachmas, Ha'olam, and they weren't davening the Ilah. It just shows you what the Hakayach of the Haskalah was in those days. We don't really appreciate what Maskilim were in those days. But the Haskalah was so strong that in Slutsk, and he says they were tapachim. And they were schmoozing during the Ilah. And the Rashiva Zatzal said, almost, if he wouldn't say it, we couldn't say it ourselves. But the Rashiva said he had a taiva to listen to what they were saying. They were big Bali Kishra, and he wanted to hear what they were saying. And he figured, like, he'll walk over a little bit just to hear what they're saying during the Ilan. Can you imagine? During the Ilan Yom Kippur Mitzvot. So Rashiva said, he's such a cheshik, and he just wanted to hear what they had to say. They were saying chachmatic things. So Rashiva said, he said to himself, Rabbeinu Shalom, who gave me legs to walk? Who gave me ears to hear? Who gave me a mind to think? You, Rabbeinu Shalom. What do you want me to do this moment? You want me to dive in Nila, and that's what saved him. That's HaKaras HaToiv to Rabbeinu Shalom. When a person recognizes that his entire being, his entire existence, is based on the Rabbeinu Shalom, V'Hashem Lehimta La'aretz Adam Ayin Lavidas Adoma, then he comes to HaKaras HaToiv that will prevent Chet. And a person is Chayte, there's another chance for HaKaras HaToiv. The HaKaras HaToiv of Klal Yisrael after the Chet Egel, the HaKaras HaToiv that the Rabbeinu Shalom is mative to us. He allows us to come back. Not only does he allow us to come back, he wants us to come back in such a way that he taught us the Slichas. He taught us the Slichas. He was Mis'ava to Tfiloson Shalchaitim. Not only is Mis'ava to Tfiloson Shaddikim, he's Mis'ava to Tfiloson Shalchaitim. The Rabbeinu should help that we should recognize how easy, mamish easy,